Hey, everyone, and welcome to WrestleMania Week here on Sunday Night's Main Event. And here on Sunday Night's Main Event, we are going to be going through each and every single match as we give you a full WrestleMania rundown. We're your hosts. I'm Boris, and I am joined by a couple of Smack Daddies and a Raw Dog himself. We're going to go around the table, and we're going to start with my temporary co-host, someone who you hear on the main show quite a bit. You also hear him each and every single Tuesday on the Draw Raw Review, Eric B. Eric, how's it going?
It is going really well. We are here to talk about WrestleMania. It's WrestleMania week. Weekend is very close, actually. Oh, my God. It's coming up so fast. I can't believe it. The next Draw Straws review is going to be post-WrestleMania, folks. So tune in every Tuesday for me and maybe Randy. Who knows? He might have the shingles still. He might not.
He might be shingling still. Also joining me are the Smack Daddies themselves, Brad the Dad McKinnon. Brad, how's it going?
It's excellent, and I can guarantee you our podcast this week is going to be very short, as you guys covered the go-home show already this week. We are the Greg, would you say that we're the pre-Hall of Fame show this week?
Yeah, we are the Hall of Fame lead-in, and the only thing that's going to be worth watching is the Andre the Giant Battle Royal to see if the trophy is broken over someone.
There you go. Also joining me is Greg Fell from Greg, how's it going?
I am here tonight. That's how it's going. It's been a week, and I don't know when the week's going to end with this WrestleMania season upon us. Boris, I don't know. Like, sleep is for the week this week.
I already feel that way. Like, this week has been so busy already, and honestly, our week is just getting started because, like I mentioned, it is WrestleMania week. It is Wednesday night, and essentially tomorrow, everything starts. You know, if you take a look at WrestleMania week, including the non-WWE things, like, we're going right in tomorrow with the collective starting Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. We have Stardom USA. We have so many shows going on, and we're going to be getting a few updates from some of the shows, as Dag Xavier is going to be attending a few of those. He's also going to be attending ROH, and he'll be at the presser for ROH. I hope he might not be, but he has access to it. So we'll see what we get from all of that. But gentlemen, it is WrestleMania week. We are going to be talking about the WrestleMania card. And something that I've, you know, you just have to ask, are you excited for WrestleMania this year? Greg, I'm going to start with you.
I've gone back and forth. I mean, if you've listened to our podcast, I kind of said, like, I don't know how I'm going to be excited. I don't want to see this WrestleMania after Royal Rumble. I was completely down on all this. But damn it, WWE, they've managed to pull me back in. And I mean, that's, I guess, them doing what they should be doing, right? They should be enticing me to come back in.
That's right? The thing, right? I've been hearing you quit. I've been hearing you stop watching wrestling, honestly, since last February. So at this point, anytime you're upset, I know you'll be fine and you'll continue watching, because that's what WWE does. Just like the Mafia, right when you think you're out, they pull you back in. And that's honestly how I know a lot of people have felt this year. Even I felt like that, right? Like, it's been the ups and the downs. But you cannot deny the fact that The Rock is The Rock, and he honestly is the most electrifying, entertaining person in all of wrestling, period. There's no one else like him. The way he captivates the crowd, the way that he just gets everyone's attention. Brad, are you excited for WrestleMania?
Greg keeps joking that he's going to quit, but he can't quit us, and he can't quit WWE. It is amazing. I'll put it this way. I have been stopped every day this week to talk about wrestling. Yep. By parishioners, by the guy at the grocery store, and everybody is wondering the same thing. Can Cody finish his story? And that hype, I'm going to have people over to watch wrestling. Normally, I just sit in my basement by myself, and now I have friends, and not just you guys.
Right? That's the thing. I know a lot of people. Like, I'm getting a lot of DMs. I'm getting a lot of private messages, whatever social media program I'm using. People asking, hey, where can I watch WrestleMania? Where are you watching WrestleMania? my initial answer is not with you. And then the second answer is I don't know where they're showing it. I'm still like, you know, I know that Gabby's the Poison Rana party. That's sold out already. And I don't know who else is showing it, but I'm sure there are places in the city that will be showing it. Eric, I know we've talked about this, but I have to ask you for just for completeness sake of this show, are you excited for WrestleMania?
Yeah, I'm excited for WrestleMania. I mean, I've ranted on endlessly about how excited I am for it. And mostly the biggest reason, like Greg made a very good point too, because after the Royal Rumble, I was like, okay, whatever, we're going to do the whole Cody thing again. And then Cody, you know, going after Seth originally, then changing it up, the storyline with The Rock being included, it really brought everybody back in. And not only the wrestling fan, like the, you know, the diehard wrestling fan, the casual wrestling fan, and the non-wrestling fans even, or people who even just stopped watching it 20 years ago because the Attitude Era ended and that's what they loved. They're back into it now because The Rock is there. Hell, I went to go see my brother on Easter, and come to think about it, he was talking about The Rock. He was talking about The Rock's promos, and he was talking about wrestling. My brother hasn't watched wrestling since like 1998. So it was just, you know, a telltale sign that wrestling, again, is cool. The Mana is back. The Rock is back. He's bringing it back in full force. And anybody who else is on those cards, especially night one, man, you're getting a huge boost because people are there for the main event. And if your match is not stellar, so be it. You're still going to have a packed house that is there to see that main event, and they are going to get to see you display your skills. Hell, a lot of these competitors are going to steal the show easily, because they can do things in the ring that The Rock cannot do, but The Rock can do things on the microphone that they will never be able to.
Exactly. And that is control a crowd the way that The Rock has, you know, all of the reactions he's getting. He even got MJF to make a tweet in the year 2024 today. Like, that's the power of The Rock right there.
You threw out a red herring there, my friend. You threw out a red herring.
Well, you know, I had to. See
what happens with that name.
And you know, weekend. I had to. You know, and we'll get to this later on in the show, right? When we talk about the main event of WrestleMania, and that's, who are we going to see? So I'm going to let you think about this a little bit, because, you know, I do think there will be surprises. I do think that this is going to be a Avengers Endgame type of match. Is it the end game of the bloodline? I'll ask you guys that as well. But yeah, so just a reminder that here on Sunday Night's Main Event, there's going to be a bunch of shows. The Smack Daddies are going to be doing their thing. We're going to be getting a couple pop-up podcasts, probably about Stardom, maybe about ROH. You might get just check-ins. You might get videos. So stay tuned. And the best way to stay tuned everywhere is by joining us. If you're listening to us on a podcast, go to YouTube and subscribe to YouTube, SNME Radio. Go to your favorite podcasting app and search for Sunday Night's Main Event. And we're on all of the social medias. Our social medias are going to be very active this week, as you can just follow us by going to @SNME Radio. And gentlemen, we're starting the Patreon exclusives again. I dropped a show yesterday. It was a local Edmonton and all that fun stuff. So we're going to be doing a few more exclusives on the Patreon, so you can be part of the family. And by going to patreon.com/SNME Radio, like I said, this is going to be a very busy week here. So you're going to want to follow us everywhere and see what we are doing. But the most important shows that we're doing this weekend are on Saturday and Sunday nights. And you can watch those live after each night of WrestleMania by following us on YouTube, Facebook, or X. That's where you can watch the after parties, because we are going to be going live minutes after the main event with essentially this group that you're seeing right here tonight. It's going to be fun. But the best part about these shows is that we turn things over to you, the listeners, and we want to hear what you think of WrestleMania. Patrons, you're going to be getting an email. Everyone else, well, just, you're going to have to wait until the showtime to see how you can join us. Guys, and we're bringing something back this weekend on the main show, because, well, we got some time to kill on the main show. So this weekend, trivia is back on the main show. I have a couple contestants lined up already for trivia, and the way that you can join that is by joining the family, patreon.com/SNME Radio. And also, every year, the patrons are going to be getting a little something-something just for being a patron. So, tons of going on here on Sunday night's main event, but let's turn it back to WrestleMania week. I think it's fair to say, right? Like, usually, over the past few years, at least myself, WrestleMania hasn't really necessarily been the highlight of the weekend. It's part of it, but it hasn't really been the show that I'm looking forward to the most. But for me, at least this year, personally, it's honestly WrestleMania night one, night two that I'm looking forward to a lot. Are we all on the same page? Is anyone looking forward to any other show the most?
Not tonight. Not this year. I think it's going to be WrestleMania. Even last year, I got to be honest with you. Yeah. I was very high on WrestleMania until the cliffhanger ending, Boris. That
it wasn't much of a cliffhanger. Drove me nuts.
Right. Well, it wasn't what I wanted for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a difference there for sure. But we are seeing that they've done very well with the long-term storytelling here. So it is a bit of a cliffhanger that they left us on. But hey, man, we are at cliffhanger 2. I don't even know if that existed. Did Stallone do a cliffhanger 2? I don't think so. Maybe that was like a straight-to-video kind of thing.
I'm glad they probably didn't, so that's where we're at there. All right, so we're gonna be but there's a lot, right? Like, there's ROH, there's Stardom, there's everything that GCW is doing, there's Wale Mania, there's everything. Yeah, there's just so much, just so much Joey Janela shows, so much wrestling, such a fun weekend. Usually by the end of this weekend I am wrestling out for a little bit, but I'm pretty sure I'm gonna feel the same way on Monday. That's why I'm grateful that I probably, hopefully, likely, praying that I don't have to do the Raw review like Eric does on Tuesday morning. Fast forward to Tuesday, and there I am.
Hey, come on, man. It's not that bad.
I'm gonna be tired. Right?
Well, listen, the point that you're making, everybody is, if you're really into wrestling and you're really going to try to watch all of these shows, or hey, for the people that are there in Philadelphia, because I know a lot of people that are, if you're going to try to attend all of these shows, let alone if you're going to like the convention that's there, there's a massive convention there. This is like a battle of attrition to make it through this weekend for folks. I know a guy who is my age who currently has a walker with him at, you know, in Philadelphia. So when he's waiting in lines, he can sit down in the walker. I don't think he needs said walker, but he is definitely bringing it for those lines. So it is a battle to get through it. Honestly, as wrestling fans, just watch what you really enjoy. Mm-hmm. If you missed out on something, you're going to be able to catch up on it. Somebody on the network is going to talk about it. Social media has got your back, guys. So don't do the whole like worrying about missing out. You know, just enjoy what you enjoy. Have a great weekend. This is what this weekend is supposed to be.
Exactly.
And watch with two screens, or just watch it later. It is, Boris, you were about to say a celebration of wrestling, and I cut you off, but it's more like it is. I mean, Greg joked, it was wrestling. It's wrestling Holy Week. Like, it is, everything comes together from all over and we get to watch stuff. You didn't even mention the fact that Daniel Bryan is wrestling in Mexico. Right? And he's wrestling he's wrestling his dream match.
Yeah. I still find it crazy that, so by the way, I did watch that CMLL show from last Friday with BCC, right? It's crazy because apparently they didn't actually leave Mexico City, which is 3 hours behind, until 2:30 local time. That's 5:30 London, Ontario time. That is insane what these guys did. And they put on a heck of a match on Saturday. But that's what WrestleMania is, right? Like, that's what wrestling is. Like, these guys just love doing it. These guys and gals just love doing it. And we appreciate them for doing it. But yeah, let's just jump straight into the WrestleMania card, because that's what we're here to chat. WrestleMania XL, WrestleMania 40. Night one, we're going to go through each night. We're going to give some predictions, and let's see if what we think is going to happen. So we are going to be starting with the Women's World Championship match. Rhea Ripley, your champion, against Becky Lynch, the challenger. I'm going to start with Greg, because I know he has some opinions. Greg.
This one, I don't know what we're going to see here. I think regardless, it's going to be great, but I don't want to see Rhea lose, but I also want to see Becky win. So I am completely torn here on what we're going to see in this match, but I think that this is going to be an absolutely fantastic event.
Yep. Eric?
Oh man. Yeah, I mean, they've done really well of building this match up in the short amount of time that they really have had to build it up. And then also the curveballs of having Nia Jax being involved, Liv Morgan's kind of storyline that was thrown into Raw as well, which I believe will still come back potentially in this match, potentially just the Raw after WrestleMania. I really think that WWE might think it's in their best interest to move that belt off of Rhea, but I would strongly suggest they don't. Rhea Ripley is like one of the company's highest draws. She hasn't even had to wrestle for the last month, and anytime that she comes onto screen, she gets like the biggest pops. The crowd is the most into her than they have been into any women's champion in a long time. I'd say that Rhea's current drive and current fan base is definitely even stronger than when Becky was, you know, really the man and had that huge push. I've said it a million times to you. I think Rhea could beat any male in the division as well. I think that it's possible. Like, she definitely is that believable of a champion. So, oh, I would hate to see the belt go off of her, but I think WWE might move it onto Becky.
Brad?
It's very simple. Becky is winning. It's the beginning of the fall of Judgment Day. And I think we're going to have a couple of big heel factions, maybe like implode. We might get new factions coming out of this. So Becky has to win that title in order for this to move forward.
See, I'm still under the
belief that Latino Super Friends.
The Latino Super
Friends we talked about.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that's going to happen, but I think that that could still happen with Rhea as champion. I'm firmly, like, I honestly do think that Becky Lynch is going to lose. Rhea Ripley is going to win because Becky Lynch is going to take a bit of a vacation after this. That's honestly what I believe in my heart of hearts, my gut of guts, my brain of brains. That's really what I do think is going to end up happening this Sunday. But we will see. One thing I do know is that we've talked about this, Eric, on the main show a couple times. And that's, you know, the fact that The Rock and the Bloodline storyline is overshadowing both nights of WrestleMania. They're main eventing both nights of WrestleMania. The women are kind of getting slighted a little bit. Yeah. Usually night one has, you know, a women's match, if not main eventing, close to the main event. I think that that motivation is going to get Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch to do what Charlotte and Rhea Ripley did last year.
I'd hope so, man. I honestly would hope so. We'll see what happens. But when we're talking about those main events that did involve women, we're talking about one key factor that's not involved, and that's Bianca Belair. And there's just something about Bianca Belair that brings out a lot of emotion at WrestleMania time. She is real when she gets in the ring. She has that quick pause, and then she gets back into it, whether with Sasha or Becky. But listen, Rhea and Becky, they're going to put on a hell of a show here. It's not going to be anything close to a bathroom break. That's what Lil Wayne is for, folks. Stunning like my daddy.
All right, we are going to move on to the WWE Intercontinental Championship match. Your champion, Gunther, is facing Sami Zayn. Brad, thoughts on this match?
I would love to see Sammy have a WrestleMania moment again, but he's not having one. Gunther's going to hold on to this title, and I think he's holding it for Iliad, who the Mad Dragon down in NXT is going to come up to the main roster eventually, and we need something different there. So, yeah, sorry, Sammy. I love you, but, yeah, you're going to make Greg just as mad as he was, about 13 months ago?
No, exactly. No, you're not, because Greg, I will say I don't often watch Raw, but I did turn it on Monday night, and I tuned in and saw the Sami Zayn, Chad Gable segment, and loved that segment, but I agree 100% with Brad. I think Gunther is going to win here. I don't think Sammy is going to win here, and I really think that this might be a opportunity for Otis to come out, interfere and turn to kind of take off Sammy. And you know, you've got that Chad Gable Sami Zayn relationship going forward, but that's where I think this might happen.
Eric?
Yeah, man. Rocky 3. Let's just have Gunther kill off Gable before the match, and then that brings out Sammy in a ball of fire, and he takes out Gunther for the win. No, I honestly think that Sammy is going to take this because I think that they really want to move Gunther into that main event position after WrestleMania. They have a big problem with Damian Priest and that briefcase. He's really done nothing with it. He hasn't legitimized it. Yeah. There we go. That's a word. Since he has had it. And I think that Gunther is definitely like the first heel, if not the second heel after WrestleMania, to go for whoever has that title, whether it be Cody or Seth or whoever it is, man. I think that Gunther is moving to the main event. And to the point that Brad made about Ilya Dragunov, that's a great point. Originally, what I was thinking and talking about, you know, factions breaking up, I thought that Imperium was going to have some inner turmoil. And I was hoping somehow that Ludwig Kaiser was going to be the one taking on Gunther in a match at WrestleMania. Injuries probably got in the way of that potentially even happening. It might have been too rushed for it to happen as well. But yeah, they really want Sammy to have that WrestleMania moment. And unfortunately, it's not Chad Gable in this match like I wanted it to be, because Sammy probably has more, you know, star power and sellability.
I love that you think that WWE, you have the faith that WWE is going to pull the title off Roman Reigns to make Gunther the heel going forward. Because I think that that is your, that is the straw that might break your entire argument right there.
This is, look,
yeah, this probably.
Ain't your,
listen,
this ain't your it's daddy's a, WWE, it's argument. Right?
Like, it's more remember hope.
That. This is this a is new hope. WWE. This is a WWE that clearly is listening to fans in some shape, way, or form.
In a sense, honestly, again, we have to look back at that whole "we want Cody" thing as how much of it was fan based and how exactly. much of it was actually, you know, injected by WWE into the grand algorithm of things.
And if they were listening, then Chad would have been in this match somehow. There is yes. some listening being done, but there's still these weird things like the Chad Gable, I am not over a certain height, so I don't get to go on the WrestleMania ride
well, thing. At the same time, if you're a company that only
and him, listens and to his, its fans. His shoulders not being.
Go ahead.
Sorry, yeah. He didn't have his shoulders down, right? And there was that whole argument online. It just, the drive wasn't as much as, you know, potentially having The Rock included. It's not the main event match, right? So at this point, WWE is fully invested in two nights of Bloodline versus Cody in one shape or form.
Yeah, there we go. All right, so I do think that Sami Zayn is going to win. I don't know why. I just think that Sami Zayn is going to get his WrestleMania moment, and then we're going to head over to France with him as the IC champion, because remember that WrestleMania Backlash is in France. Not that it hugely matters, because he is from Quebec, but people like making some weird connections and whatnot.
And does WrestleMania Backlash even matter as well?
Well, this year it will.
They're in
this
Montreal too, guys, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're in Montreal in 2 weeks. They're in France soon. I think because it is an international PLE, they're going to really try to make it matter. Look at last year's Backlash in Puerto Rico.
Did anyone see the USA feed from this past week's Raw, where they did a commercial with, it was a backstage segment done entirely in French.
Wow.
Dubbed in French, and then a thing at the end was for Paris Olympics 2024.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so I was like, okay, that's an interesting one. And I think it was Sami Zayn was in the segment too, if I remember right, but yeah.
There you go. All right. The next match is the Judgment Day, Damian Priest and Finn Balor versus DIY versus The Awesome Truth versus The New Day versus A-Town Down Under versus New Catch Republic in a six-pack tag team ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. Something I do want to point out is that they made a heck of a point on Monday Night Raw that each set of belts needs to be taken down before the night is over. So it is possible for us to split the championships, and it is possible for the championships to remain with one team. So now, two questions. Who's going to win, and will they be split up or what? So we're going to start this. Brad, I'll let you go first.
Yes, they'll be split up, and I'm going to say R-Truth and Miz will get the Raw titles. And I got a funny feeling that Gargano and Ciampa are getting something out of this match. And I could see them get the SmackDown titles. And I'm sorry, Eric, we're stealing them. We'll just, they're just going to put blue titles on and then magically travel through the blue portal.
There you go. Greg, what do you think is going to happen?
I'm not sure about the title split. I could see that happening. I think it's a great way to split the titles if that's the way we're going to play this. But I still want, and I think I have to credit our friends over at Fightful, I think is where I originally heard this idea. But I want The Miz to be injured before WrestleMania. On that night, he has some sort of injury. He can't perform that night. And R-Truth, for one night only, gets to go and wrestle in WrestleMania with his childhood hero, John Cena. And John Cena and R-Truth win the titles at WrestleMania. And that's how you bring in John Cena. And that's how you get the Raw title. And I mean, they can lose it the next night at Monday Night Raw. But that's what I want to see in this match. I want to see R-Truth and John Cena winning the titles.
Eric, yeah. Thoughts?
Eric, you know,
why can't the Miz just... No, I don't know you're right. I do not know you're right. Okay, listen, I might be two tequilas deep at this point, but I do not know you're right still. Honestly, that sounds like a really fun idea, and that would definitely make a WrestleMania moment. It would. But I think, you know, R-Truth hoisting one of those titles would make enough of a WrestleMania moment for the fans. R-Truth is the unsung hero of Monday Night Raw ever since he's come back, since the Royal Rumble. That is the best return that we've had, man. People have talked more, bought more merch for R-Truth than they have for CM Punk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. To see, I like the idea of the titles being split up. I really do.
But it's his boyhood like, hero.
Again,
and his entire moveset.
I love this about you, Greg. You're like, ooh, WWE, ugly, mean company, but they're going to give us the moment with R-Truth.
This is all I want. Like, I will trade R-Truth and The Miz and R-Truth and John Cena for any of the Bloodline stuff. I'm telling you right now.
Okay. Oh, come on. I'm going to pitch this a little bit further. So, at the end, okay, so Miz is hurt. Truth doesn't know what to do. He comes into the room and John Cena's there and he gets down on one knee and proposes to R-Truth to be his tag team partner. And we'll just like, it's not like John Cena's done that before.
Oh my god, okay. We're going off the rails here. Listen, I think this match is actually going to be really fun. As when they first announced it, I was like, what are we doing? They have no plan and it's just not going to be enjoyable at all. But after I see who they have in the match, how many people are going to be here, how many options we have here for potentially, you know, winning both sets of belts or splitting them up. Ultimately, Judgment Day needs to lose those titles. Jeez, do you guys see that giant bump that Finn Balor has on his head after Raw, by the way? That thing is massive. That's a cantaloupe.
He took a beating, apparently, on one of the weekend house shows. Like, he posted a picture and it's like,
yeah,
his eye is like basically closed. He really took a beating. Eric, we were talking about like injuries leading into WrestleMania. Apparently, someone didn't get the memo. Like, it was crazy to see.
Listen,
that.
We're also talking a lot about like Rocky references at this point too, Boris. So why don't they just take a blade, slice that thing open, let it drain a little bit. Just keep fighting.
No, punch him on the other side of the head and then he can have two horns that are growing out. Like Adam just Cole? Like he's already ready for the paint. Like well, Adam no, Cole he can have the horns.
Yeah, there we go.
No, dude, you're missing. You're missing what he's saying. He's the demon, damn it.
I get what he says. It wasn't funny in any shape or form.
Oh my God. Boris, so mean.
Anyways, I will go on the limb right now and say that this is the match. This six-way could be the match of the first night.
It could be.
It very well could be the best match of the night.
I agree. I think that this is probably going to be the sleeper that's on the card right now. And, everything else doesn't have as much like fun potential as this one does. If you're looking at a match that potentially has a spot in it, like a spear off of a ladder spot, you know, one of those types of moments, Edge versus, you know, Jeff Hardy, this is the match that's going to happen.
Look, there's a lot of conversations that one of the teams, a.k.a. A-Town Down Under, might not even make it to the match, where they might be replaced by Pretty Deadly. You know, is this somewhere that we can replace a returning team, a new team, a Motor City Machine Guns, a Hardy Boys, a whomever? Like, the fact that we've taken this much time, I know, I agree with you. I'm just throwing out possibilities, Eric. Tranquilo. The fact that we're
No Hardy Boys.
The fact that we are even fantasy booking, like, just the R-Truth stuff. I'm not talking about Hardy Boys. Calm down with the Hardy Boys. I'm talking about in general. The fact that we're taking this much time talking about this match and the possibilities, you know, just go, yes, Greg, thank you. Thank you for telling me to move on. But this, that's the point. This match is going to be fun, period. Let's move on. The fact that this next match, Michael Cole flat out said that this is only the third time that it is a brother versus brother match. I'm kind of like, interesting that he made that comment. And we're talking about Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. We have to go to Greg. Greg, who do you think is going to win in this brother v. brother confrontation?
I don't care. Quite frankly, I am so turned off on the Usos at this point. I don't care. This is my piss break match right off the bat.
Dude, this should be a very good match, though. These two guys, this is the match. This was their bucket match. So I hope they have a great match. I do know how you feel, though, Greg, because nothing either of them has done in their singles run is as good as their tag run. And they are made to be a tag team. So I hope that they have a good match. But yeah, this match has to be carefully placed because there's a lot of other talent on this that could outshine these guys.
At the end of this, it's got to be a hug it out moment, right? So,
yeah, I guess so. Especially if Papa Rikishi's there, right?
Yep.
You know, we got to do a count. How many times can I get you to eye roll, Eric?
Well, listen, honestly, they should have been working on this since last WrestleMania. We should have been planting the seeds way before the Bloodline even split up that it was Jimmy versus Jey. This match could have been huge. It could have been Brett versus Owen, right? But we've spent so little time and invested so little into this part of the storyline. This should be huge, man. It should be massive, but it's just not. And I want to be more excited for it. I really do. But I have to agree with Greg. Like, I don't care who wins. Honestly, I kind of hope Jimmy beats Jey just because I think the whole yeet thing is stupid. I think the whole character-driven thing that they're doing just to sell merchandise is ridiculous. And he's just not believable in any of his singles matches. There's nothing that these two do separately that they haven't done more incredibly together.
Yeah. And that's often the issue with these tag teams, right? Like, it's very rare that a tag team gets split up and, you know, they are find huge success.
Kofi won the world title, right? Yeah. He had Kofi Mania. Are we going to ever have Jey or Jimmy Mania? Probably not.
All right, we're going to move on to the next match. Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill versus Damage Control's Dakota Kai and the Kabuki Warriors. Eric, I'll let you start this one off.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Jade looked like $1 million. We just bring her out like, what, a week or two before WrestleMania, and then here she is in a match, and it's going to be a fun match, dude. Like, honestly, it might have just been thrown together at the last minute, but this is the best way to throw together a match at the last minute. I'm excited, man. I just want to see what Jade can do, and the good thing about, you know, Damage Control is they are so tiny that Jade can just toss them around. Like, that pop-up powerbomb that she hit on Dakota Kai was deadly, deadly. I loved every minute of it. I'm looking forward to it a lot. And I also don't know how any of the women's champions are going to look standing beside Jade. Jade looks like, you know, she looks like an Andre the Giant statue right now.
Yeah, 100%. Greg?
I'm struggling to get engaged in this match, if I'm being 100% honest. Seeing Jade Cargill destroy all of Damage Control on Friday makes me wonder why we even need Naomi or Bianca in this match.
Yeah. That's a great point. Actually. That's a great point. But remember, there's still Friday. There's still Friday. I can see Damage Control getting their one up, one over on Jade Cargill specifically this Friday. But again, it goes to show that, like, probably, most likely, Jade Cargill is going to be the focus of this match, I think.
I would assume so, yeah.
Brad? What if we do something crazy where she gets attacked on Friday? I think it's a great idea, Boris. And then it comes out that it's the other two are going to try and face them. And then Jade comes out, makes her big entrance, makes the save, wins the match, and then gets both tag titles. Because she should just have both titles at this point. She can have tag titles.
Just give it to them. Give it to her.
Listen, Greg and I pitched a much better idea. Doesn't somebody have another kid? Like, could we not have had Jade versus Damage Control for the tag titles? Just pick some random person out of the crowd?
No. But, like, oh, man. The first time was bad enough. We're going to move over to the next match. The LWO's Dragon Lee. Sorry, the LWO's. Yeah, Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar. Brad.
I think Rey might put his own kid over in this match, which would be amazing. And I think that's what should happen. This should be the beginning of your LW, your, what'd you call it? Latino Super Friends? Is that what we got? Like, there's got to be a better name than this. Boris, my Spanish is terrible. Can you come up with a better name for this faction than Latino Super Friends?
The Eddie Guerrero Tribute Group. There you go. Done. Market that. Put that on shirts. There we go. But yeah, I think you're right. I think Dominic is going to get the pin over Rey Mysterio. They have one pin over each other, leading into a hair v mask type of match at some point. That's what I'm guessing. Eric? Again, another eye roll.
Not eye rolling at you. I'm just eye rolling at the whole concept of this match, because last year WrestleMania had Rey versus Dominic, which was an incredible match.
Dominic's entrance alone.
Both of their entrances were money, and Dominic's just, he came out looking like a future star. The thing is, since that WrestleMania to now, what have they done to build Dominic to be that future star? He had that short run as North American champ, NXT, brought that belt to WWE Raw a few times, but he just hasn't developed as much as I expected him to in this last year. I know he's still young, but Rey did a good job of putting his son over last year, so he should continue to do so this year and let him have that win. It just, man, I expected Dominic to take a little bit of a step forward. And if anything, you can see him. He's kind of still in that developmental stage on WWE. On Raw, him and JD McDonagh really do the dirty work for the Judgment Day, the matches every week. And that means that they're still learning, which is fine. It just, I think Dominic is a future champ. And I haven't seen a lot of development towards that this year.
Yep. I agree wholeheartedly with you. This leads us into the main event for night one, the Bloodline, The Rock, and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. If the Bloodline wins, the championship match on night two will be a Bloodline rules. If Rhodes and Rollins wins, the championship match on night two will have all members of the Bloodline banned from ringside. Brad, who do you think is going to win?
It's got to be the Bloodline winning to stack the odds completely against Cody so that we can get the end game scenario you've been talking about. The end game scenario, I think we talked about this originally on the main show months ago, where we get all of the people who have been wronged come out. I mean, I think, and Eric, I'll give Eric full credit for this. Eric, you came up with the idea of getting people like even Logan Paul come out and help. Like, can you imagine after the match that Kevin Owens, Logan Paul, and Randy Orton put on night two, they all put their differences aside and come out to face the Bloodline? It's like, we hated each other an hour ago, but now, Eric, they got to fight this out, right? And you're muted.
Sorry. No matter what I see happening, the way I see this happening is heel, face, whoever you are, whatever you were before, even Drew McIntyre coming out, you know, and banding up with Seth Rollins, just fist bumps all around, being like, this is enough, right? This is where this ends. And Roman just completely in shambles, wondering how this is happening to him. Cody hitting that third crossroads in a row, because my God, if Cody finishes this match without hitting three in a row or five in a row, it's not going to work for me, dude. If he just hits that one crossroads,
he's going to hit one off of a ladder or off of the top rope. Like, that's how this match on night two will most likely end. If he wins,
I can see Roman like looking at all of the people that he has wronged, like reaching out to them, like, please help me. And them just being like, nope. Even Jay, maybe even Jimmy being like, that's enough. Like, forget this. You're done.
Jimmy grabs Solo, or Solo grabs Jimmy, and we're like, we're out.
Yeah.
The Rock being the last one that Roman reaches out to, and The Rock just walks away. Like, yeah, there's a lot of drama that can potentially happen there, and I'm here for it, because ultimately, if WrestleMania doesn't give you that goosebumps moment in a main event, then what the hell is the point of it?
Exactly. But remember, that is night two. I think we're all in agreement that in night one, it's almost certain that the Bloodline is going to win. And this leads us into night two, WrestleMania XL, night two, WrestleMania XL Sunday, whatever you want to call it. We're going to start with the World Heavyweight Championship match. And the reason why I want to start with the World Heavyweight Championship match, and that match is between Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre with CM Punk on commentary. The reason why I want to start with this match is because we just said that the Bloodline is going to be winning their match in night one. Are they going to make Seth Rollins lose twice?
Yes. Yeah, they're definitely going to make Seth Rollins lose this match. I think that he is losing to Drew McIntyre, and I think that there is a cash-in happening immediately after that. I think they're going to give Drew McIntyre that moment that he didn't have to be able to raise a title in front of the crowd, and then immediate cash-in. And I think Damian Priest can walk away with this world title leading into that first Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania,
and be the only member of his faction with a title, which is something to be said. And I couldn't agree more with you. I think it'll happen really quickly right after. And then Drew has something else to complain about. Greg, is there any chance that Seth can hold on to this title? Or is Boris going to be 100% right and Becky and Seth are both going to take a vacation together?
I hope that Seth does lose this match. I think he's needed to lose his title for a long time. So I think Drew is the perfect person to take him off this match. I've loved some of the work that Drew's been doing here. So I'm ready for Drew's, run, especially now with the announcement of the Clash of the Castle 2 in Scotland. It's time for Drew to lead the ship here.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of a different scenario. I'm thinking of this weird scenario where right before the match, Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre, you have the catch in to make it a triple threat, because Damian Priest is an idiot and he thinks that Seth Rollins is injured enough that he can take him on, forgetting that Drew McIntyre is also in this match. I don't know why. Just remember, a few months ago, Rhea Ripley and Drew McIntyre were having those conversations. I don't know why. I have this weird feeling that we are going to be seeing a mega turn on WrestleMania to start WrestleMania Night 2 off. And somehow, some way, Damian Priest F's up and the Judgment Day turned their back on him, allowing Drew McIntyre to win the belt. And Drew McIntyre is the new leader of the Judgment Day. That's honest to God what I'm thinking.
Let's get even weirder. Let's get even weirder, okay? So the cash is about to happen, and Damian Priest is running to the ring with the rest of the Judgment Day, and Rhea Ripley says no, takes the briefcase and cashes it in herself. After losing her title to Becky, now becomes the men's world champion.
Ooh, oh, wow.
We actually start seeing some men versus women matches on WWE. I would love it. I'd be down for it.
Do you know, I'd even be okay for her to go and take it as a cash in, like on Monday Night Raw.
Ooh,
but the women's title, right? Like that's a great idea. Love it.
If he doesn't cash in though tonight, then we have for the first time ever the countdown to the cash in.
Yeah,
because according to the rules, he has to cash in before the next Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now,
that is true.
Also remember that something that a lot of people forgot is Finn Balor gave him this briefcase. Has Damian Priest ever checked that the contract even is in said briefcase? So, a lot of, like, again, oh my a lot gosh. Of possibilities. In my heart of hearts, I do honestly think that we're going to get, you know, Drew McIntyre winning, getting his moment, Damian Priest cashing in, him leaving his champ. But again, you know, there's a lot of possibilities in, at play here. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, WWE lately has been very good at this canon, this universe, bringing everything together. All right, we're going to move on to the next match for the WWE Women's Championship. That's Io Sky, your champion, versus Bayley. Eric, who is going to leave as WWE Women's Champion?
Bayley in her magnificent pants. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. No, honestly, I think it's Bayley for sure. I think that we've seen the whole damage control thing come and go. Honestly, I was originally, when Bayley won, I thought that she was going to try to cash in on Rhea. I thought that was going to be the case, but I see why they didn't do it. But yeah, I think Bayley is going to take the championship home. I think that she deserves that WrestleMania moment. I think it's Bayley.
Yeah. The only way I don't see Bayley winning is if Julia comes in and it's Julia who joins Damage Control. Julia is on her way to America as we speak, so we'll see what happens there. Brad, thoughts on this match in general?
The only question I have isn't with if Bayley's going to win. Is Bayley going back to her old theme song and the wacky inflatable men that you stabbed and murdered live on pay-per-view all those years ago? Boris, can we get Hugger Bayley back for her face run? Like, that's, I'm sorry, I missed that Bayley. That was the Bayley I had. So I won't say was in love with, like, as a romantic love, but that was my, like, I still have my I'm a Hugger t-shirt. I would love another run as Bayley, as the lovable, with just a little edge, lovable
I
Hugger.
I can see I don't know if they're going to go full Hugger, but I can see them doing something, especially for WrestleMania. I don't know what that is, but we'll see what happens there. All right, we're going to jump to the next match. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Brad,
I have a funny feeling LA Knight's going to get his moment, and this is a sleeper match for one reason, and that's AJ Styles. Mm-hmm. He is one of the best wrestlers in the world still, and I think he's going to have a chip on the shoulder. Eric, do you think there's a chance that AJ and LA Knight could be one of the matches we leave WrestleMania weekend talking about?
It's possible. I mean, AJ's got himself into the best, like, shape of his career, 100%. And LA Knight is that guy that a lot of people said should have been having the Money in the Bank briefcase, should have had that next chance, should have been, you know, one of those guys to hoist the title. So it's definitely possible. Listen, AJ Styles has been doing this for a long time. He has been main eventing for a long time, and he's been stealing the show for a long time. So it's very possible we'll be talking about this afterwards, you know, in comparison to the main events and everything else that has a luster, the lights and the glamour.
Yep. Just remember, AJ Styles is going to be having a new theme, apparently, for this WrestleMania. Greg, thoughts on LA Knight versus AJ Styles?
I don't care. Quite frankly, LA Knight has cooled so much since the return of The Rock, and I really am not liking this feud. I really don't care. Like, this is why, when I go back to that, what I was feeling at, like, after Rumble, there's a lot of stuff on WrestleMania that I want to see, and there's a lot of stuff on WrestleMania that I have absolutely no desire to see. And this is where I'm putting this match.
There you go. All right, we're going to move on to the next match. We have the WWE United States Championship match. Your champion, Logan Paul, defending against Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton in a triple threat. Eric, we're going to start with you this time.
To steal Greg's line, I don't care. No, honestly, I think that any match that you have Logan Paul in it, you're potentially going to get a nice highlight reel out of it. He always likes to show up and show out. I don't know where they're going to go with this. I think Logan Paul having the title is very smart for business. As far as what he carries on social media, his followers, and all of the cross brand promotion that we can see. Hell, Prime Energy Drink just became the official sponsor of energy drinks for the Toronto Raptors. So Prime Energy Drink is completely out there. Ah, man, I think Logan Paul just takes it. I don't see why Kevin Owens needs the title, right? I don't see why he needs it. And Randy Orton definitely doesn't need it. So I think Logan Paul just retains and pisses off a lot of fans.
There you go.
But takes an RKO. He is going to take an RKO, some spectacular RKO at some point in the on top of the Prime logo in the middle of the WrestleMania ring.
Springboard. Yeah, he's definitely going to get caught during some type of wacky springboard RKO out of nowhere. But can it ever beat the RKO that Seth Rollins took? No, nobody can ever beat that. So, yeah, they can try.
But okay, he has to keep the U.S. title until, and I want this out there, Boris, mark it down somewhere, Greg, for a prediction. This is not a prediction, it's a spoiler. His brother's having that boxing match with Tyson. He's going to be in his brother's corner. He's walking out. They want that U.S. title to be around his waist during that walkout.
Of course. And remember, that match is on Netflix. So, there you go. Continuity.
Oh, my God.
Greg, anything else to add? I don't care. All right, let's move on.
I'm good.
All right, the next match.
Speaking of things I don't care about.
The next match is a Philadelphia Street Fight. The Prides, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus the Final Testament. Greg, anything to add to this one?
Nope.
No, I'm with, you know what? I'm with Greg. This is your piss break match, folks. Go take a pee. Go have another beer. I don't know. Why can't this be on a pre-show?
Because night one. SmackDown,
honestly, this is your go wait 17 and a half minutes in line for a $27 beer match for sure. I don't know how this is making it onto WrestleMania. This is definitely the match which is proving to us that two nights of WrestleMania just might not be necessary.
Yep. We're just going to move on to the main event of WrestleMania. Remember, the stipulation is to be determined based on the night one main event, but it's going to be a bloodline rules match. And that's Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. And the big question is, will Cody finally finish his story, Greg?
No.
No? You really don't think he's going to win?
No. No. I have absolutely no faith that he's going to win. I see Roman retaining.
Damn. Greg's going to pull a Brad and he's going to get up about 5 minutes before the match ends and he's going to leave. It's just like me at Survivor Series not seeing Punk come back. Dude, he has to win. How does he not win?
We said this last year.
No.
Okay, but last year, we didn't have this year happen where he lost last year.
Right, but I mean, we all said that exact same thing last year, 1 year ago from now.
No,
we were saying,
we didn't say, no. We thought Cody was going to win, but we never said this is a must win for Cody. Cody is ruined if he loses. No one ever said that. People said that after the match.
I don't think Cody is ruined if he loses.
How do you bring him back? He just lost two main events at WrestleMania.
Because I think he's already ruined now.
No, he's not. He is the hottest babyface in all of wrestling right now.
To all of our American listeners, I apologize for what Greg is saying right now because the American nightmare, Cody Rhodes. No, honestly, listen, there's a lot of people that are on that same wavelength that Cody is not going to finish the story, and they're going to see people react because we are so used to this as WWE fans that have grown up and literally not even grown up, but just spent the last 10 years maturing with the Vince McMahon product, which Vince McMahon has been always known to troll us to the point where he wants to hear us just completely mad, pissed off. He wants reactions because ultimately, right, it's kind of just like being a heel in wrestling. Do you want people to boo you or they want you to be silent? Do you want go away heat or do you want actual heat? So this is the most heat that can actually be attracted ever would be Cody losing this match. So it's very possible that it could still happen. But with that being said, I still think that this is the time where Roman probably just wants to get the hell out of Dodge. He wants to leave WWE. And the only way he can do that is if he loses that title. And it's going to be probably Cody that takes it. That's going to be it. Who else can it be at this point? We booed The Rock as an option to do it. And Cody is the guy that we wanted. It has to be Cody. If it's not Cody, will fans revolt? Maybe. But does Triple H want that? Maybe not. Does TKO want that? Probably not. Does Netflix want a champion that everybody loves, especially in their largest target market, which is North America and the United States? Probably. So I think Cody has to win this, man. But I actually would like it if he loses, personally.
I just want my happy ending, Boris. Why can't I just get a nice thing? I in my head, I see Bret Hart. I see Bret Hart winning his title at WrestleMania 10, and everybody's on his shoulders, Boris. And the good guys all get in the ring, and they lift Cody up, or just like they lifted Bret. Heck, just bring Bret Hart down. He can join in the party.
Yep. I don't know.
It's just Bret with Cody in the ring. That's it. Nobody else is Bret and Cody. Bret pointing to Cody. He's the man. Everyone's booing him like they did with The Rock and Roman Reigns. No, it's listen, I think that is the happy ending. And I think that this version of WWE is more about happy endings than they are about sending the fans home revolting and entirely pissed off.
Look, I think Cody is going to win, but at this point, Greg, I'm with you. Nothing surprises me at this point. Like I hear you. Like I'm 100% with you. You know, I'm just yanking your chain to get a reaction half the time. I really do believe that. Like nothing is going to surprise me at this point with WWE and what they do and how they carry themselves and all of that. So my hope is that Cody wins. I do think Cody will win, but to say that I would be surprised if he doesn't, that's not the case. And that's the sad part about the state of us as WWE fans, us as wrestling fans. But yeah, there we go. That is that.
We did it, guys. We've recapped an entire WrestleMania card. I think this recap is still going to be shorter than that main event on Night 2.
Well, we are under an hour still for this recap. So again, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Eric, so much. Just remember that this weekend, leave it locked in here on Sunday night's main event. Go and subscribe to the podcast channel by going to favorite podcasting app and searching for Sunday night's main event and hit that subscribe, hit that plus. Go to YouTube and search for SNME Radio, Sunday night's main event radio, and do the same thing there, because this Saturday and Sunday after each night of WrestleMania, we are going to be going live on X, Facebook, and YouTube for our after party, where we recap and then turn things over to you, the awesome listeners, and get your live feedback of WrestleMania. Again, if you are attending WrestleMania, send me a private message, send me a DM, and let's get you talking about the live person experience. I already do have a couple people that will be there that hopefully will have self-service to call in. So many ways, so many shows, so much going on. Doesn't matter whether you're enjoying WrestleMania, watching WrestleMania, or watching GCW, watching Stardom, watching ROH, whatever it is you're watching, honestly, just enjoy wrestling. This weekend is for all of us. This is the big weekend for all wrestling fans, and it doesn't matter what you watch, what you enjoy, just enjoy it. On behalf of Eric, Greg, and Brad, thank you so much for listening. And remember, most importantly, stay tranquilo.